Hi, guys. Welcome to yet another episode of Horrible Decisions. This is your girl, Mandy B.
And I'm Wheezy.
And we have a lot of new listeners.
I don't want to call them idiots because you obviously made the right choice by subscribing.
But, if a lot of you guys are new, this is possibly your second show ever listening to us if you haven't gone back through the archive.
The first time you've heard us, there was some foot fucking and pegging going on, but this one may be more tame.
I don't know. If you guys have not listened yet, we were on last week's episode of Brilliant Idiots with Charlamagne and Andrew Schultz and Wex.
If you haven't listened to it, it is called Spank Me Zaddy. By the way, somebody sent my mother the video of me doing a foot job on Andrew. So if you haven't listened to the episode or watched the clip, I demonstrated a foot job on a water bottle on Andrew's groin.
And area. I do want to let y'all know, Andrew is as tall as he looks in that picture with us. He's definitely a tall, fine little specimen.
Can I tell you, I am like, I really don't want to be disrespectful, but Charlamagne was hot as fuck to me.
You know what? I'm just not going to lie. Charlamagne was so much cooler and nicer, and he was awesome. Like, I didn't expect for him to be as chill. Like,
I'm going to tell you why I think we didn't think that. So, at their live show, when we raised our hand and said we were sluts, and he was like, oh, just fuck Tristan Walker. You'll get ads. You remember that? Like, he was so shady, but like, oh my God, he was... I don't know. Maybe it's not that I never pictured him being cute because, you know, you listen to a voice for so long.
Right.
And, you know, when I was driving back in Florida, I would listen every morning and you're used to this voice and this person. And it's like, maybe now that the picture of his wife also came out, maybe that's why it's a total package. I was like, God damn, what's up?
Yeah. So we were trying to say a lot on the show, too, like what our show is, what it's about. And clearly it just segued into fucking mad conversations and mad shit.
Yeah.
A lot of the new listeners have been in our comments saying a lot of things. And I guess
a lot of good feedback, like
a lot of
amazing
good feedback. Yes.
Feedback. Some of you said it was your favorite episode you've ever heard. What we wanted to do today was kind of like just reintroduce ourselves to you, even if you're a listener from before that maybe needs a little refresher. Want to talk about how we know each other?
We met each other probably about...
So we got in a fight, and that was the first time we ever saw each other. We was fighting in the club. Mandy loves to throw out that she pulled my ponytail off. I give a fuck.
I beat her ass or whatever.
You didn't beat my ass, bitch.
I mean,
just because
I
you
kind
took
of beat
the
her
ponytail.
Ass.
You didn't kind of beat anything.
I pretty much beat her ass.
How you beat my ass, bitch?
I pretty much beat her ass. But
you
anyways...
You pretty much beat my ass if just a ponytail.
Anyways...
You see, this is why I don't wear wigs. Because even if you whoop somebody's ass and they have your wig in their hand, bitch, you take the L.
It's over. But we went on a 5-year hiatus from our friendship and came back as we both came to New York. And since then, we've had the podcast. And it's crazy because one of the people in the comments today, and I do want to sit here, maybe touch on this. What our show is a conversation. We discuss kinks. We are trying to normalize things that maybe you weren't, you know, taught growing up in your household, or maybe you don't discuss with your partner or your friends because it's taboo. And it's crazy because one of the followers, and I assume they're from Brilliant Idiots, left a message and was like, they were just pretty much trying to normalize kinks and making it seem like all things were normal. Like, they acted like fucking kids was okay and pedophilia was okay. And I was just like, whoa, 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 whoa. I do want to sit here and say we are well aware of the line drawn between even mental illness as it pertains to kinks and the enjoyment that people get because of
kinks. So this is the thing. Like, things like that to me are perversion.
Yes.
But I also know that someone has thought that about me just because I want to wear a fucking collar and have a leash around my neck.
Oh, that's right. And in one of our episodes...
Yeah, I talked about it. And because I want things like that doesn't mean that I'm fucking perverted or that I'm crazy. There's a whole community of people like me, and it's not illegal to do this.
Right.
I'm not hurting anyone. I'm in a safe space. And, I maybe the word normal was too much for y'all, but we don't like to say that anything is weird or off limits.
Is weird or off limits.
Like,
but
fucking is cool, though. Niggas was into my feet, though.
They were.
That was okay for you.
Right. And it's funny because I do want to say, too, to a lot of the new listeners, me and Wheezy, unfortunately, you cannot pay for us. We are not here. We do not work in the sex industry. I have been getting flooded DMs of
men. Oh, you and me both, my nigga.
Of men who want us to peg them.
So maybe, I don't know if you know, if y'all know what we do, but so Mandy and I, when we got together, right, for this podcast, we moved to New York for work. Mandy mm-hmm. works in finance, and I work in the tech industry, and we got together and pretty much figured out that we still do the same whole shit that we was doing when we were kids. And oh, not kids, but, you know, teenagers.
You know, adolescents. Okay, above 16? You know, well, you was fucking at 14.
Statutory age. We
okay, statutory.
Age.
It was statutory.
So, you know, and we're adults now. It's 10 years later, and we're moving forward in our careers, but somehow, like, we still be hoeing.
Right.
Well, and so, yeah, that's how we got together. And no, we're not in the sex industry. We just like to be these, quote-unquote, average women that can talk about shit
absolutely.
Like this. Because it's not a porn star or a stripper that wants to get gangbanged.
So a lot of our listeners...
Teachers like that shit.
They do.
They be doing sex parties.
And a lot of the listeners side-eyed Andrew and something he said. And I wanted to bring it up because it was actually probably
and a lot
the
of them
only,
agreed with him too,
the
so.
Only part of the interview that I didn't... really agree with him, and I don't think just because of the atmosphere I had a chance to break it down or explain. So one of the things that he said, and I'll insert the clip so that you guys can hear it. Actually, let's go ahead and check it out. Let's go ahead and play the clip now.
Familiar with it called swinging, which we've also discussed.
Swinging is
and swinging, whether it's at a sex club or whether you find another couple, there's a, like the couple swapping thing.
Yeah, but that's people that are damaged sexually.
Or maybe they're better. They probably have a better sex than you.
I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna be honest. Well, I have a theory on that, man. Those like consent parties where like you got to ask to touch their arm, ask to touch their knee, ask to touch their hair, et cetera, like that, and then you have sex with those people. But I think what it is these are people who have experienced sexual trauma, right? And what let me just get it out. There are people who experience sexual trauma, and what they're trying to do is belittle the act of sex, so it belittles the trauma they experienced in their past. So, for example, they got raped, and they're like, "Yo, but if sex is just frivolous and it means nothing, then the rape that I experience also means nothing." I think it's their way of dealing with that.
So, I've never had sexual trauma, and I only have done things like that just to meet people that are like me. And the consent part is to make sure that just because I go to a sex party doesn't mean I want to fuck everybody in there.
Okay, so basically what he did was say that kinks, and that was actually pertaining to us talking about swinging. He said that they pertain, that people who are into these kinks or into swinging or
they've
into
had some kind of sexual trauma.
Sexual
and he said
trauma.
That making sex frivolous, I think he said, was...
Yeah, or like where we don't attach emotions, it's because we've gone through sexual trauma.
Yeah, it helps you get through that trauma.
I do want to sit here and say to our listeners... I have not experienced sexual trauma as a child. Within the last year, I unfortunately did experience a sexual assault on a subway up here in New York. But that has nothing to do, because, bitch, I pegged a nigga a long time ago. So, and even with
I've been
with
some traumatic niggas. I'll tell you that. I've been with some niggas that was some fucking trauma. But not sexually,
and so
unless you consider a small dick traumatic.
That is pretty traumatic, actually.
Well, and not
wait,
to make light
actually,
of...
Wait, not like... even a small dick. Bitch, I done been with a broke nigga. That was traumatic. What the fuck? That is some trauma. But no, I just want to go... I just wanted to bring up that a lot of these things that you may enjoy in the bedroom, whether it be pegging or golden showers or... Weezy said she wanted to get drowned while having sex. I mean,
oh my God, bitch, you gotta bring that shit up. We got a new listener. Weezy wants to get drowned. Let them go back in their own time, ho. Should we bring up the gay porn star?
Here we go with this. Bro, he was not a gay porn star. He was a model that did gay porn once. Fuck you, and I found that after we fucked. Can you kiss my motherfucking ass?
Well,
but anyways,
he would love to eat it, I'm sure.
Did I eat his ass? I can't remember.
No shit.
But we had a lot of nice kinky shit. But basically, what we want to do is kind of normalize sexual activities, so to speak. And I do want to say that a lot of you brilliant idiots, y'all some nasty motherfuckers.
Hold on, bitch. Let's go through.
Y'all some... This one guy said, hey, I sent this to your co-host, too. He wanted us to join into a sex orgy.
You know what? Do you know what I did today? And this is not even like to pipe myself up. After I got this message, I thought, you know what? I want to have an Instagram. And everybody wrote me like, why are you requesting me with your real name? I just want an Instagram just for my family and my friends. Because this is what I got. Been wanting to get pegged. Don't know where anyone to do it to me. Would you and your podcast partner please peg me? Prayer hands. Also, sure, you get asked a lot.
So
honestly, the foot dudes, yo, one dude wrote me. He was like, you kept saying it freaked you out, but there you go putting your feet on his dick.
I have literally had DMs on both my Twitter, my Instagram, and our Horrible Decisions page of men coming out the closet to us, of men wanting to be pegged, of men saying that they appreciate our openness and that they wish. Yeah. What I want to say, gentlemen, is that there are more women out there like me. I posted one of the questions, and a bitch hopped in the DMs and was like, girl, what's his at name? I'll peg him. So I want to let you guys know that we're not aliens. We're not unicorns. There are women out there that are like us.
Read me that bottom comment.
This bottom comment says, I love your feet. What I... you know my eyes are bad. Wish I could suck those. Ugh. I mean, you know... I just want to say I appreciate so much and thank you so much, Charlamagne and Andrew, for giving us the opportunity to get in front of, to use your platform and open up the ideas and conversations. And
I tried to open up the idea of a threesome, and nobody in the room was getting it at all at the moment. Because I was really inviting myself in on that.
Were you? Of the three men, or there was really like five men in the room, so who would you like a threesome with?
Okay.
Andrew and Wex.
So let me start by
saying, Charlamagne and his wife.
I did have a little crush on Andrew from back in the day. But I got over it, right? It was when I first started listening to Brilliant Idiots 2 years
Alex
ago.
Alex is currently laughing.
And I got over it, but like when the picture of Charlamagne's wife came out a few weeks ago.
She's hot.
And then meeting him and realizing he was cute, I was throwing that shit on the table.
Charlamagne was like, you know what?
Go home and just bring it up. Go home and just bring it up because I'll be a great unicorn. And you know, I'm not a guest star on threesomes. That's not my vibe, but like, I'm in.
Oh my God.
Sorry.
So you wanted
opportunity comes to those who create it. And I was trying to fucking get in that bitch. And he was just like, yeah, I'll let you know. I was like, watch y'all both come. No cameras. I'll sign an NDA, my nigga. His wife is cute as fuck.
I am so
also
done
Wax
with you.
For someone who always covers his face, way cuter in person.
I mean, yeah, Wax to me just reminded me of a straight Jacksonville Duval looking ass nigga with
for
them
those
dreads.
Of you, something y'all didn't hear.
We from Florida,
so we've all been like, we've been talking to Wax for a while, maybe right the past year, chit chatting back and forth on Insta. And so before the show started, we were in the lobby for about 45 minutes talking with Wax. This nigga said, you know, if y'all ever need to, because he talked about how condoms were expensive. If y'all ever need to get some condoms, hit me up because I get the condoms, you know what I'm saying, from the same nigga that I get my TVs from. Excuse me?
I was like, why do you have a plug for condoms and TVs? And it's the same plug.
Listen.
I'm sitting here thinking Wax was sponsored by Magnum or something.
He's like, because we asked for free condoms for our show. I got y'all, man. I got the condoms from the same nigga I get the TVs from.
I'm like, them shits expired as fuck. I don't want to use them shits. Bitch, we might have a safer bet with the NYC condoms.
Ugh.
Fuck that shit. I don't know if I want condoms from a scammer. I don't know. I just don't know how that works.
I was just saying on Instagram last night, anytime I went to the dentist and like when she put her hand by my mouth and I smelled the latex, I was like, who's fucking in here? Like anytime I smell latex.
You know what? I will say it's so odd that I've said so much that I hate Magnums and their taste because I literally swallowed.
That shit tastes better than pregnancy. That shit tastes better than Planned Parenthood and that 6-hour wait. That shit tastes better than $500. That shit tastes better than a PTO day where I'm like, I'm not feeling good.
Then
the next day you got to, you know what? I'm sounding like I'm speaking from experience. Let me shut
you
up.
You are. You got a whole lot.
So in high school, I drove a few people to abortions, like safe
right.
way to
you
way
said
abortion.
That on episode.
And I have a lot of experience in lobby abortion waiting, and that shit is stressful. You know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
It is.
I don't even smoke cigarettes, but I was needing to go outside to get a breath. And every time you go outside, there's some fucking Jesus freak like, abortion is murder! And you're like, Karen, shut the fuck up. Are you going to take these goddamn kids? Huh?
Right. So if you guys are tuning in for the first time, something that we like to do and that we've introduced back into the show is vanilla shit.
So what's the shit you got going on?
This one is crazy. So vanilla shit, basically, we like to bring up an article. Yes, bitch. Hold on. Don't say nothing yet.
What we like to do
in vanilla shit is bring up something current event topic wise that has to do with sex or relationships or something that I found. This one. Listen, bitch, after we done had a full room of hypermasculinity, I was like, oh, this is perfect. So this one is actually from AJC.com, and it's sad. Basically, in Alabama.
Dude, why are we? I was having a good time.
This I is... mean, no, but this is just this is cool. I mean, I don't know how we can make light of it. This is going to be kind of serious.
I'm upset. And they're black, and that's what's making me upset.
And they're black. So I thought,
why are we going to highlight our people like this?
I mean, listen. So it says, so guys, the title of this is that a dad had girlfriend rape son with autism because he thought the boy was gay. So an Alabama man and his girlfriend have been convicted of raping the man's 11-year-old son because he thought the boy might be gay. I'm going to put his name motherfucking out there. Sean Brandon Cole and Khadijah Moore, both of Huntsville, were both convicted Tuesday of rape, sodomy, and sexual abuse. Moore, who failed to show up for the trial.
Sodomy?
Yeah, sodomy is actually gay. It's like.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So how did they do that to him?
I don't know.
Did they make him fuck her in the ass? It's not gay. It's anal.
Well, no, it's anal. So I don't. Maybe he made. Oh. No way. I don't know. I didn't even think of that as sodomy. Moore raped and sodomized the boy and said that Cole made the boy perform sex acts on her. It was solely that he was worried that his son was gay or might become gay. Mind you, he's autistic. Oh,
yeah, so okay, sodomy, I'm sorry. We were incorrect. I thought sodomy was anal, but it includes oral sex and bestiality. If there's a law that defines certain sexual acts as crime, those that are unnatural and immoral. Oh.
So the couple has been arrested. I kind of wanted to bring this up because, and Alex, I have a question for you, actually, because I've talked about this with some of my guy friends. If you were to have a son, because none of us have kids right now, would you have a problem if your son was gay? Like, or how do you feel about that? Or do you have friends that would have, or, you know, have you had that conversation with your guy friends?
Well, it's hard because I don't have a kid either, but I wouldn't have a problem how they came out.
Yeah, me neither. I've had conversations where there's been men like, we had the conversation with Wax.
Hold on, I want to stop you for a second. Go ahead. Can you check the minute mark? Because I want you to bleep this name. A mutual friend of ours told me that her son came out to her as gay. Not gay, excuse me, bisexual.
Oh, wow. He's like 11.
And she said that,
Oh, wow.
She's the shit, bro. She was like, girl, I was looking at him in the car like, that's it? Like... She said the way he came out was like, mom, you knew. And she was like, I mean, no, I didn't, but like, that's it. Like, and I love the way she said it and how open she was about it. She said the school contacted her because he told someone at school.
Okay.
The school contacted her.
The school contacts parents?
Well, to let them know if they need anything, any kind of guidance, counseling, any kind of help with this.
Oh, wow.
They're going to make sure that he's treated well. And, bro, I was so happy for her. And she was like, girl, I'm so glad, like, and I told her, like, you know how lucky he is to be able to come to you and tell him that? And, like, you sitting here like, whatever, nigga. Like, I was so proud of her. Not that I didn't know she was already a dope-ass fucking
super
parent.
Dope,
but
yeah.
Just, it made me feel so good because can you imagine the stress on a fucking kid? A black one? A male one? To fucking then say that? It must already be hard being the black kid in school, one of
but
you.
You know, the fact that he could come out as bisexual at a 10, 11, 12... And know that, listen, I like boys and girls, mommy. It's crazy because to me...
Because you're just not sure what you're looking at as a kid. You're, like, learning yourself and, you know, you're
And
like,
if you listen, if you talk to a lot of people, they don't believe that, you know, they believe you're born that way or they don't believe bisexuality as men. And so, to me, it's funny because I was thinking about, okay, me having a child. Clearly, I would be okay with it, but my son gonna play sports. So... I just gotta. I need more gay athletes to come out so that when my son gets old enough to play,
right.
That it's accepted and he doesn't have to go through the trauma of hiding his sexuality.
Did we talk about my bisexual shit with my mom on her episode?
No, kind of. I don't know.
So my mom told me recently, maybe last year or two, that she didn't really realize it. My first kiss was a girl. My first time having sex was a girl, like hunching and like all that.
I used to hunch all my friends. And, like, we played house, bitch,
no,
bitch. Teacher.
I played no
teacher
panty
student.
Kind of house. My mom told me that I was very possessive of my younger friends. She's like, in a way that wasn't like a jealousy thing. It was like, I want to be with her. Not my younger friend, my female friend. Sorry.
Right.
She said I had a weird possessiveness that she thought was that. And she was like, but you know, you were cheerleading. I had no idea.
Well, shit, I was on the basketball team, but, you know, everyone else was like, dykish. They all just thought I was fucking all the guys on the basketball team.
Well,
like,
cause
we used to. No, I wasn't fucking guys on the basketball team.
You were
high
fucking
school.
Guys on the NBA team.
I fucking hate that.
I'm sorry.
Why did you do the cheerleader motion?
You left it so open.
You did the cheerleader motion. But yeah, I don't know. But Alex, has that been a conversation with you and your male friends about what you would want from your son?
Unfortunately, we're immature enough to.
Immature enough?
Make fun of one of my friend's son who's a little soft.
Oh, no, the soft conversation.
Because, yeah, like, he, my friend, boxes.
Okay.
But his, and he's trying to get his son into boxing.
And his son want to what? Rather plays, do ballet? Like,
in the kitchen and, like, cooking and stuff. So it was like, we bust his chops a little bit, but other than that, we don't really...
See, I think that's what it makes it worse when you have your friends. Like, it's so funny how everything comes back to social and essentially what your friends think. Because I think that's what a lot of men have problems with. Like, we were talking to Wax, and Wax was like, I'm a man who likes bitches. I want my son to like bitches. I want my son to be just like me.
Yeah.
And so just this I don't know. And it's just crazy.
Sorry to interrupt you. I wanted to bring up a documentary I watched on Netflix that I really liked.
Go ahead and share it, girl.
So I don't know if they still have it on there, but if you could order it for $2 or something, buy it. It's called For the Bible Tells Me So. The opening credits is this woman preaching about how homosexuality is wrong and blah, 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 and suddenly she gets a pie to her face. It's a real clip. And this is from, like, the 70s, and she's, like, crying and starts praying, and he's like, fuck you! Blah, blah, blah. And so they go through this thing where religion forced people to give this idea that homosexuality is wrong, even though we see it in animals and all that shit. And so there's this woman that goes on. She's now a spokesman against parents, or to help parents deal with their gay children because her daughter killed herself.
Oh, wow.
And I hope I'm saying it right. In the suicide letter mentioned.
Ooh, you sound kind of out of breath right now. That was a quick hop, skip, and a jump, and you all out of breath, miss. I work out every goddamn day. I'm just saying.
Listen, pussy, you wanna... You got on workout clothes and didn't do no workout
bitch,
today.
Bitch, fuck you.
So, bitch, how about that?
Bitch, it's spandex. That's fine.
I Let had to run right. and go get a tissue.
Oh, okay. But yeah, no, that sounds great. Or, bitch, tune into Moonlight.
But no, imagine if, your fucking kid killed himself and felt that way. Imagine how horrible it must feel. And I think a lot of people don't understand this with gays, and I want to just put this in your fucking head. And if, by the way, if all of this makes you uncomfortable, and this may or might not be the podcast for you, we're going to fucking talk openly about shit like that.
Absolutely.
And sorry. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to talk about how I eat pussy, and I'm going to also say it's okay for niggas to suck each other's dicks because you like when I do it. Why do you care? Keeping it real. So,
Alex,
you uncomfortable? Are you uncomfortable, listener? Too fucking bad. You want to hear about me sucking pussy juice off my fingers on the subway like before I did that gay episode, then you got to deal with a little bit of this. But I'm just really confused how people think that, like, gays find it unnatural. They find it unnatural to be with a woman, a gay man, right? Like,
right.
It feels weird. Just how we have that innate desire, or especially men, if you're straight, to be with a woman, it's the same for them.
But it's so funny, because I follow so many gays on Twitter, and they be like, I don't understand you cis hetero people. Y'all are confusing to me. It's crazy.
Because we're too judgy, right? Straight people are so fucking judgy
just like
about
Christians,
everything.
Judgy hypocrites. But we're not going to turn this into a religious podcast. Sorry, we're going to be some hoes. So, as you guys know.
We're going to be some hoes. Just type in whore and we pop up.
So, we have a kink of the week every episode where we, you know, teach y'all paraphilias
so
and things.
So, basically,
that we
this
learn.
Is what we do. We take a big word and tell you what it is in little words.
Yes. So, this one for this week is bromidrophilia. And it ain't got nothing to do with bros, I promise. This one is actually the arousal from body odor.
Bromidrophilia.
So it's the arousal from body odor. So it could be anything. And when I got into really looking into it.
Is it stank body odor? Because I mean,
body odor doesn't have to be smelly. So one of the
things I got bromidrophilia.
Well, one of the things that I read was sniffing underwear, which is a big thing. I mean... I like to sniff.
Whereas me and Anthony talking about him sniffing underwear?
I don't think we talked about
so,
that.
So, Anthony would hit me up and he'd be like, bitch, I kept her panties. But, bro, I ain't gonna lie. I like keeping dudes.
So, I put even, so some people are into farts, which would be considered, I guess that's more like flatulence.
Didn't that girl fart on your face? So I guess you are too.
Yes, I'm not into it. It just happened and
well,
I just
you kept...
Well,
eating the pussy, bitch.
So I kept eating the pussy because the fart didn't smell.
Bromidrophilia,
so...
you too.
What? There's nothing wrong. Like, if you eating pussy or if you suck dick and the nigga fart, as long as there's no smell,
you
can probably keep going.
As long as there's no smell. Let's take a break. Let's intercept. Who knows sports? Because, bitch, halftime cut. Nigga, you fart.
If you fart, it's just a sound. Like, there's pussy farts, and those don't smell.
But first of all, that's air up there. Yeah. Okay. It's not where shit comes out.
Okay, but as long as it doesn't smell, no, I think
if
it's
I'm
okay.
Right by the dick.
And
if
he just
your
goes.
Asshole is
okay,
here,
so what if he doesn't?
The fart comes out.
What if it's like a
by my face?
What if it's a like a? Like, what if it's
so
like a
one more time?
Like a, what if it's like one of those farts? It's not a.
Yo, she said like she popped it.
I mean, what if it's just a light fart? Would you go what stop sucking the dick and ruin the mood?
My nigga, if I feel the breeze on my face. Yes, I do. Want
well,
to stop.
Okay, so
I might get back in it, but I'll be like, oh, wow.
So
no,
I wanted to ask this one,
let's
too.
Because
I know
switch.
As a woman, so.
Come get the pussy now.
See, I'm just
good.
Saying, fuck you. Well, I wanted to ask the second part because I know I have friends who have said they don't mind it. And because
they don't mind what?
Well,
what?
Listen, let me finish. No, let me get there. So I know you used to love your scammers and drug dealers, and they be out
oh,
all day.
Oh, you see how she had to do that? Just because this bitch got, had a fucking pussy ass fart in her face. Oh, I know you love your drug
well,
dealers.
Well, listen, you used to deal with drug dealers.
Them unrelated.
Niggas, them niggas have runs all day. They be out all day, and maybe they want their dick sucked at the
bitch,
end of the day.
They're not
you
athletes.
Like sweaty balls? Have you been okay with sweaty balls or the smell of balls or the smell of dick? Because dick has a smell.
I like musk. So
you
I do
like,
want
okay,
I do want to tell you guys about one thing. My friend Vinny, it's a favorite episode. I don't remember the number. I think maybe 14. Who knows?
No, sex with a murderer. Look up sex with a murderer.
Yeah. Just type it whore. We pop up. And so Vinny used to spray. Me and Vinny lived together at one point. He used to order on Amazon pheromones and spray them. And he used to be like, ooh, bitch, the straight niggas love me with this shit.
Wait, what?
So you can order pheromones. Not that he didn't already have his own.
They're oils, right?
I don't know what it does. I don't know if it brings out your pheromones more.
Okay.
But he would order them to attract men. And it wasn't the female pheromone. It's a certain scent that he would spray that would like, dude, when
like
I tell
when
you
dogs
they
were, be sniffing each other's ass.
I would watch it. I would see it with my own eyes. So
maybe
like,
men liked, maybe it smelled like a cologne that a man liked. Don't think that it was just attracting straight men to
I don't
your,
know. Maybe we can
friend.
Google it and bring it up on another episode. But no, I mean, I'm not saying it's like making straight niggas. But.
Yeah.
Give me some of that Gay Lives Matter ass.
Not Gay Lives Matter, Weezy.
They do, though.
Gay Lives Matter.
Happy
go
Pride.
Away.
It's Miami Pride right now. Nah, but like, he would tell me that shit would work. And I've watched like dudes be into a smell. And so there is something in pheromones that we're attracted to. And I think that's why I like musk. With pussy, I don't like when pussy has no smell.
Okay. So
I like
you like
a little
the smell.
Scent.
Right. Okay. So that's what I think.
I
this
love
is.
Smelling
so I guess
my pussy.
You,
sometimes when I'm drunk and I get home, I take my panties off and I just be sitting them on my nose and I be like,
I smell good. Yeah.
Do you do that?
Well, I do that after after I play with my pussy, I like to like touch my face. Because what it makes what I just do, I like to touch my face and like sleep with my hand. What you know, she sniffs her underwear and I can't sniff my fucking fingers.
I'm only laughing because I realized I was about to get judged. And I said, I just said I put my drawers in my face. Can we cut this?
No, we're not cutting this shit, bitch. But no, like I like, or not only that, so I'll be really honest. So dicks have smells. And after me and 24/7 get done, no, I'm just saying, no. When me and 24/7 get done fucking, like, I kind of like to keep smelling like him. It's not right. Got to be rapper dick, bitch.
Because it is. Bitch.
I mean, but it's his dick, and it's just it smells like him. I don't fucking know.
You see this? And I take the dick like I do the. And
I do. I'm not even gonna lie. I slap my face with his dick, and I enjoy like my everything smells like his dick. At the end, I'm like, right there.
Ooh, imagine
I'm
how
done
many dicks
you.
You can get. You can start a whole band.
I am not going to have a band of dicks on my face. Fuck you. Anyways, guys, if you guys are into any specific body odors, I would like for y'all to write us in because we like hearing that we're not the only ones.
I just had a visual of like
that...
Star Wars with like the dicks. I'm sorry.
I'm not listening.
This coffee got me turned, bitch.
If you have any paraphilias that you have, please send them in. We would appreciate that. Anyways, we're going to go ahead and get
hold
into
on,
our
wait.
Whole...
I do want to bring up something.
What you want to bring up now?
I want to tell you how I almost passed out from holding a fart. So, yo, I went out this weekend in Brooklyn with Jeeves. By the way, Alex met up with us. And do you remember how wasted we were that we couldn't figure out what letter was after W? What letter's after W?
X.
All right, we was drawing X. Jeeves was like, X, I don't understand what's the problem with you guys. Anyway, so I had some ramen and some gyoza and a lot of stuff and a lot of alcohol. And then when we got back to his place, we were eating a little bit more. And he's like, I want you to eat some sauerkraut. Because I wanted to take aspirin. He's like, it's bad for your liver. Of course, Jeevesing out, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, here's some like kimchi and stuff like that. It'll like soak it up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, bitch, that shit activated my stomach. And so he's fucking me from behind.
See,
and, like,
go ahead and die. Spreading, you're trying to hold farts in while you're getting fucked.
And I kept trying to, like, you know when you're in yoga and you do this? Let me show you.
What?
You know when you do the cat and the cow?
Mm-hmm.
I was acting like I couldn't take the dick so that my asshole would close up and I wouldn't fart. So I was just like, ooh, it's so big. Ooh, ooh.
You, that's what, and see, was what was gonna be said is she gonna end up fucking passing out and having to have a story in the ER no. about passing out while having sex because she was trying to hold a fart in while she was getting fucked from the back.
It'll make for good content.
I mean, it will, but goddamn.
Let's get you some ER. Let's get a good sex story.
Well, at least you have a new job.
Sex sent me to the ER.
You know,
show on
it
TLC?
Is. Sex sent me
so,
to
bro,
the ER.
I'm sitting here, right? And the dick big anyway, but I'm really trying to hold my ass. And then I kept thinking, I was drunk as fuck. It was like 4 a.m. I'm like, think of what you could do to get out of this. So I was like, I want to suck your dick. Let me taste myself. Let me taste myself. Blah, blah, blah. So then I'm like, okay, if I can get on the ground and let this fart out, he's really tall. He might not smell it. But also, I didn't know if, like, you know what I'm saying? It was going to be a sound, if it was going to be just air or the smell.
I ain't even going to hold you. I'm so glad that I'm fucking a nigga right now. If I fart, I fart, and you just better keep fucking me. I don't give a fuck. Same with him.
I'm not saying that he wouldn't.
We
have. I'm
can't
sure he
stop
would.
Sex for farts, bro. Farts are natural. They're normal. We all do it.
Yes, we
next
can.
Time you're fucking, fart,
so,
bro.
So you ain't stopping? Let's
you
go. Back. No. You were excluded
would you,
out
would
of
you
this.
Stop?
Clearly, this bitch said, what about a pfft? What about
I,
you?
Yo, if I'm getting head, I hold it in. I hold
y'all
it in.
All gonna
hold
die. Down. Y'all all gonna die while having sex.
Honestly,
to
I got a fart
farts.
Right now just thinking about it. But I'll
go ahead and fart. Fart so the listeners can hear you fart.
Don't make me laugh, bitch.
Put the mic down by your booty hole. Let's hear if it's a...
It's going to be a poot.
Anyways.
I don't fart or shit or smell, bitch. When I,
right,
listen, I lived with a man for 2 years. This was the longest living situation I ever had. And I was... that nigga would go to work, right? And the second he went to work, I'd dash to the bathroom. And that nigga used to come in the house because he forgot something. He'd be like, yo, Weezy, where are you? And I'm like, I had to grab something. I just go, just go.
I ain't gonna lie. That's why I used to like fucking with them athletes. You have practice? Good. Early? Okay.
Oh,
let me hold that shit till you leave
for
practice.
Let me run to the lobby. That's what I do
on
vacation.
Oh, bitch.
Bro. Every time I go on a cruise, because you know that's my jam. They give
oh, you can't bring my toothbrush up here? Okay, I'll come and get it. I'll come downstairs.
Room service. You know what? I'm so tired. Y'all work hard enough. Let me come down to the kitchen.
Anyways, guys, as you guys know, every episode, actually, what we gonna do is bring this back vintage style, throwback style. We gonna bring this.
So we mix it up, right? So the horrible decision, we always pick a topic and we talk about it. But in some of the earlier episodes, we would pick a topic
because we had stories. And so this specific horrible decision, and it's gonna be the title of our show. It's going to be brilliant sex with an idiot. And what this essentially means, and me
I
and
think
we
it's implied.
About
I don't
it.
Think we need to explain what
well,
it means.
No, I think we do because bitch, people gonna think you had sex with Andrew. So let's go ahead and break it down here. I'm just saying.
That's just if they're a horrible decision listener, it's just an educated guess that I'm gonna fuck a white guy in the room. That's why everybody thinks that.
But what we wanted to discuss, because as women, and I kind of brought it up on the show even with Charlamagne, and he wasn't trying to hear anything about it, but he basically thinks that all women fuck for emotional attachments. And with this topic, I think it kind of actually says the exact opposite. Me and Weezy have both admitted, and came to fruition that we have fucked niggas that we absolutely hate. Because they are trash ass people.
I fuck some dumb niggas too. Why
but
are you talking about
dick
sex with an idiot?
So
literal.
Good.
I'm talking about. I'm not sure if they could pass. I don't know if these.
Oh, you
had fucked GED.
Actually dumb guys. Actually, wait. So have I? I just told Crystal. So, a lot of y'all don't know. I am very shallow with what I fuck. Shut up. Don't do that. I'm very shallow. I like very
tall,
good, tall looking guys.
Yes.
I'm very shallow, and like Wilhelmina models, athletes, but they just fine, gorgeous specimens. Unfortunately, they're not the brightest crayons in the box or the bulbs and the light bulbs or whatever the fuck you say.
Mm-hmm. They can bounce a ball.
They can bounce a ball and put it in the hoop, bitch.
Like, cross over this pussy!
No, but it's crazy because I've told my roommate that I'm like, listen, bitch, I just don't want them to talk. Like, just fuck me.
I feel like I've heard you say this.
Yes, I have told you this. I've had niggas where I don't even want you to open your mouth because then my pussy gonna dry up. Can you just stand there and look beautiful, have your beautiful slanging dick, and insert it into my vagina
and make
me come?
You have two talents. It's dribbling and fucking.
And that's it. Please don't talk. You didn't read a book. I don't want to talk about fucking superheroes.
We were talking about, we were trying to figure out what to call this episode and what to talk about. So I was talking with Jeeves, and everything has a price of admission, right? What you're basically saying, what you're willing to put up with for what you're willing to gain.
Oof, and I put up with some terrible ass niggas.
And the price I've been paying with my last few dicks was just not so smart or not so speaky English.
Wait, have you dealt with a nigga that didn't speak English at all?
I mean, he spoke it.
He spoke it?
He's speaking maybe a little bit, I don't. He, you know, Espanol is a language of romancia. So, and I was very attracted when I first moved to New York to just meeting men that were visiting and showing them the city. You know, so I was new to New York, and it was also a way to show you eat for free because, you know, just moved. Now I'm doing better. I ain't fucking for food. Right. And I wasn't fucking for food. I was fucking for fun.
For enjoyment. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but like, no. You go on this great date. You have a great time. You see a new part of the city, and someone's not from there. And like, it's so exciting to be with someone. Why are you laughing?
What is wrong, Alex?
What's the fucking problem?
I can't lie. Because it really sounded like you was fucking for food.
You know, you freaked me out.
I didn't make it sound like I was fucking for food. But I'm just saying, it's the perk of dates, right?
Food and dick. Okay, gotcha.
Wait, you're right. Let me take this back because we do got a lot of new people that may not know that I'm doing well in my life. I ain't fucking for food. It depends. No, okay. When you go on a first date with someone, mm-hmm. they're like really trying hard to impress you. So you get to go to like a nice restaurant and enjoy convo and wines and whatever, things I might not do while I'm alone or whatever. So a lot of them would come from, a lot of the fine, tall niggas would come from Spain.
Okay.
And they were able to communicate perfectly within the chatting apps, which I guess is because they could Google Translate. But I literally went on a date with this soccer player that came from Brazil. Fine as shit. We went to this Italian restaurant. He smiled at me and he wasn't talking much. I'm like, you having a good day? And he like nodded. And I was like, okay. I'm like, okay, he fine. But what is he, a mute? And then we sat down and he says, Mingley is not very good.
But he got a pussy.
Not very good looking. And having love, I like in New York. And why do they talk louder when they don't know what they're saying? And I'm getting embarrassed. I'm like, this nigga sound autistic. Shut the fuck up. The waiter coming over and talking about, what do you guys want? I said, give us a moment.
So you ordered for him, didn't
you? His name was Alejandro, right? And I was like, oh, damn. I said, they don't got pictures on the menu. This is a nice place. So I went on Yelp. I said, which one do you like? So anyway, you know what? After a while, after drinks, like, we were just doing hand motions.
After drinks, you just didn't give a fuck.
But then he started showing me pictures in his phone from vacation. And I was like, I just hope he passed by the dick. Because I really don't have time to, like, talk it out and figure what we're going to do. So, you know what? I said, how are we going to get through this, right? And so I'm like, you know what? Let's just go. You like it to dance? Bailar? And he's like, si. Hip hop? Okay. We go to the club. We're having a good time. We're at Oak. And I'm like dancing on him, trying to feel what it's like. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, okay, it's good. So we go back to my place. And at the time, I was living in Hell's Kitchen, which is gay as fuck, 54th and 8th. And so all the niggas on the way home was like, yes, bitch, you better get that. And I was like, oh, this is going to be good. So we get back to my place. And I realized that he almost wants to have a consent conversation and see what's okay for me.
What conversation he going to have? He can't speak English.
Well, that's the problem.
Problemito.
So I was like drunk and I'm like trying to be cute. And I'm like, you want? And I'm doing this hand motion like drink. And then I also realized it looked like blowjob. Yeah. I was like, you want? And he's like, you don't, no need. It's okay. And I'm like, no. Why don't you? You don't want one? I'm having one. He's like, okay. So I pulled the drink out. We're having drinks. And I told him to come here. And then I realized he didn't move. And I'm like motioning my way like a fucking construction. Like, come this way. You know? And so we're kissing and we're touching. And it was really fun to like, we never had sex, but we played around and stuff. And it was really fun because like, we didn't know what we were doing.
Well, this you whole, have to literally you, did, go you really off just of did this whole story. And y'all ain't even fuck? What the fuck
sex.
Was the story
it was
for?
Brilliant oral sex.
And it was brilliant oral sex.
I think
sex.
It's because they know how to roll the R's.
You're annoying.
In the vagina. So you're annoying. We didn't have sex because I was like, you know what?
If you put the dick in your mouth and he put his mouth
Who
on you.
Who said I put his dick in my mouth?
I'm just saying, you said oral sex. Fuck the bullshit. He ate your pussy. I'm sure you sucked his dick because you're an A1 dick sucker. You've
Thank
already
you.
Said
my mom
that.
Says so.
Your mom said so. Family gift. So y'all both just sucked each other? licked each other and ain't fuck?
So, like, he went down on me and it was good. And, like, he had a really good oral game. And then I was, like, drunk and tired. And then he was just like, it's okay, I can go home. And then I wanted to fuck him. But then, like, leading up to the next date, we really couldn't text. And I was like, you know what? This is just a loss. It was just hot and fun in the moment. And it was something I had always wanted to do. I read the story that Lil Wayne had sex. I don't know if it's true. Had sex in an airport with a stewardess on his flight that didn't speak English, a German waitress, sky waitress, whatever. What's she called again? Airline? Stewardess.
Flight attendant.
So anyway, he said that she came in the stall and they fucked.
Oh.
So I've always wanted to have this story of, like, not being able to communicate with someone, just being off, like, vibes and, like, mm-hmm. energy and shit like that. But, I mean, I don't know. It was hard.
Well, I have quite the story. And as you're sitting here talking, I couldn't figure out which trash-ass nigga I was going to tell you about because I've dealt with so fucking many. Damn, I'm so mad I gave my pussy to so many niggas that don't deserve it. Like,
even... How many niggas?
Bitch, let's not do that. We are not doing the body counts episode today.
Bitch, how much time we got?
But no, fuck you. But no, it's so crazy. So,
I'd be like a few minutes.
This is actually probably why I don't fuck with Brooklyn niggas no more. Because... this one kind of ruined it for all of them.
But where in Brooklyn?
Flatbush. You mean where did the bitch's house that he lived with, where was that? Is that what you're asking? So So I met this guy through a mutual friend.
Where?
Through my friend that lived in Jersey. I'm not going to... Rich, I'll say his name. Well, that's the mutual friend. So we were together on, like, Christmas, and I'm going through,
what?
Like... His, No. This is my homeboy. I'm telling you how I met the guy. So,
let me... like, what, let why me he finish. Wasn't with his bitch?
Let me finish my motherfucking story, god damn it. So, anyways, so I'm going through my homeboy's Instagram, and I'm... You know, I be clicking. When I see another nigga, I be like, ooh, who, this your friend? Like, you know him in real life? Like, or did y'all just pose up in the club together? Like, you know him? He like, yeah, that's my boy. So, and bitch, when I show you his picture, you're going to be like, ooh, he fine. Okay. Anyways, so I'm like, yo, hook me up with your friend. He fine. So he hooks me up with a friend. We start texting. Great conversation. So I'm like asking him.
Everybody that got a girlfriend be got all well, the shit well, going well, no. for him.
It was great conversation in the beginning because then it got pretty bad. So I'm asking him what he does, and he's like, well...
I'm a pharmacist.
No, bitch. He's like, well, I'm on suspension right now from the post office. So I'm like, okay, post office, it's a job. Your government got to pay well. I'm like, okay, I'm sure you'll get it back. Like, how long can you be suspended? As we were talking, I realized that 2-week suspension turned into, like, a 6-month. He don't have a job. He live with a bitch. And I'm just like... here we go. You good? Okay. So I'm just like, okay, so you don't have a job. This job that you keep trying to get back that's never going to hire you again. I don't understand why you're not getting
you
back.
You worked at the post office in January and it's July.
He worked at the... Right, bitch. You've been out that shit for a minute. So I'm like, okay. But he was so fine. So I was like, okay, this is just your friend you staying with, because that's what he posed it to me as. Because he said he had an apartment, but he had just left it. Apparently, I met the nigga at a bad time. He had just he had just lost his apartment, his job, everything. And I'm
how
like,
fine
okay.
is he, bitch?
Bitch,
compare him to a celebrity. You know what this reminds me of? I was going through something with this girl. Like, she was like just acting kind of crazy, and Anthony and we are on the phone talking.
I'm gonna
shit.
Show you his face.
He's like, you know what? Just shut up and be hot. Just
listen.
Shut the fuck up.
And
be
he
hot.
Was so fine. I was like, you know what? We gonna make it work. You could come to my house. I got my own shit. So he came over.
Did you Uber him?
No, that nigga took a 2-hour train because I think he was in Canarsie. Canarsie is mad far from the Bronx. So he came
from the bottom of Brooklyn to the top of where you at.
Pretty much. And so he came over, and clearly, you know, I was happy he was that far because he had to spend the night. Because, nigga, you're not going to take that 2-hour commute at midnight.
But you never met him, bitch. How you knew?
No, but so I was like, you cute, come over. And, bitch, he was so fine. I'll cook. There's food here.
Oh,
so,
I know he was fine.
Bitch, he was fine. This is him.
You make that hot dog soup?
That's him. Fuck you. So,
ooh, he look like he ain't shit, bitch.
He's not, and his dick is big, bitch.
Hold on, look into his caption. This how you what? Know the nigga ain't shit.
What? Don't what caption does
it? It's that 6'6" long dick slim nigga sticking your chick. Yo, you still talk to him?
No, yeah, he actually was just.
I
want to
tell bitches his Instagram. Let's see if we
no,
can get him a
don't
go.
Tell
let's,
no.
Let's
no,
get him
chill.
A GoFundMe.
Chill, bro. Chill.
Hold on, let me keep going.
Woo! He fine as fuck.
He got Yeezys on how?
Bitch, which was my... Bitch, he had Balenciagas and lived with... I was so upset. That's why I judge New York niggas, because it's like...
This is the dude you were telling me about.
I think I told you about him. That would wear $700 shoes,
all right,
and wouldn't have
him.
A motherfucking place to live. Girl, and his dick was big as fuck.
He so anyways, said long dick, nigga.
Bitch, it is long and thick and round. Like, my hand ladies. Doesn't go all the way around. Like, it's amazing.
Well, he got the do-rag with the flap out. Bitch, fuck you.
Give me the fucking phone.
That's anyway, the hood nigga
so
shit.
He came over, and as he's laying in my bed talking, and you know I done fed him and shit, and I'm just like, this nigga really got food, and he about to get pussy because he fine. As he starts talking, I'm just like, oh my God, you're dumb as fuck. Like, just dumb as rocks. Like,
so you didn't talk to him on the phone first?
We were texting.
So that's my new shit.
We did talk on the phone, but most of the stuff that we were talking about on the phone was, like, his job, like, his predicament. So when he came over and we had started having real conversations about, like, life.
The only thing that really helped him was his predic.
That's it. Predic a me. Please. And so he fucked me, and this is how good it was. I had a trick at the time that was good. That's when I had my African drop me that 30 bands. I was like, do you really have to stay with her? Because you could stay with me. Like, that's how this nigga was not shit, and I almost was willing to give him a key. Like, let me help you find a job. We're gonna do this together. Do you need help with your resume? Like,
all right. Here, we're gonna do it together now. What are your skills? Do you know what's Microsoft Excel? No, not like the magazine, nigga. Excel.
Bitch, I was just like, okay, I cannot deal with a broke nigga when I have coins, because at this time in my life, not now, but at this time of my life, I was like, we gonna make you work, because
I'm gonna be real with
he
you.
He was just so fine. His dick, like, girl, his
with
dick
my new
was
job,
good,
I'm
bitch.
Making so much money.
Ugh. I'm like, no, I can't go back
to
there.
I don't want to either. Like...
But that's what we said in the episode with Blogzilla. These broke niggas be having you, like, change your ways, because it's like, nigga, I have, you know, you got to make a certain amount of money to really fuck with me in real life. And I let this broke nigga coming up under me. and he really wasn't shit. Like, not only are you broke,
but
not
game.
Only do you not have a job, not only do you live with a bitch right now, because she's probably so dickmatized with your ass that she letting you sleep at her shit rent free. I'm really sitting here giving you pussy that you ain't deserve and cooking food for you.
What'd you cook?
Bitch, a whole meal. Like, and I think I was on my white people shit. So I think mashed potatoes, meatloaf, like greens,
meatloaf,
but cornbread.
Really
that was definitely white people shit. White people shit. Like, meatloaf.
Panko crumbs and shit.
Bitch, you know, put the little.
So let me tell you why I said the thing about taking care of a nigga. So
I just can't. Never again. Never the fuck again.
I was getting fucked so good the other night by Jeeves. And I was turning around and looking at him, and that body is so fire, bro. Like, you seen it with the cuts.
Bruh,
and
these niggas just.
Did I show
shit.
You? Hold on, let me show you. I don't think you understand.
But see.
Well, I'm going to let you know. I need you to understand.
I mean,
Look at this picture.
Can you just. Because unless it's tanned, but. I told you I'm just now starting
you
to.
You fucking if I'm you tell me that nigga don't fucking got a bomb ass dick and body.
I'm just now starting to even try to watch interracial porn with white cocks.
Do you get it though? Look at that big old dick and that fucking body, bro.
He's so white. He's so white, bro. Like, so white.
Listen.
I'm sorry.
I can't feel the color.
I mean, he's so white, he's
when
blonde.
When I'm filled up.
Like, that's really white.
It's just.
He's a natural blonde.
Look, bro.
Like,
he's from the UK.
You know, I'm working on this. I'm working. Like, when I tell you
he's
I'm trying.
He's a tatted blonde dude with glasses,
I'm,
nerdy,
I'm
and
just
a big
now,
old fucking dick.
I mean, I'm not into where I'm like, when my homegirls, and I know we got the same type, and she be describing a nigga, and I be like, ooh, girl, I bet you he fine. I can't get that excitement with you.
Okay, so anyway.
I'm just not into white guys like that. But for a white guy, sure. I don't know what to say. I mean, I feel like, okay, let me think of it this way. He's a
you said Andrew was cute.
Andrew was cute, but not someone like
that
ball. I can't imagine his dick.
You
though.
Need a black ass.
I can't imagine his dick.
You'd be like, oh yeah, you like that kind of music?
Like the type of white guys that trick me into watching them on porn be having tan ass dicks. And I think it's like maybe a Puerto Rican or something. And then I turn it on and it's like, no, he's not Puerto Rican. He is definitely white. And I'm like, but
what
then
the
I just say,
he's definitely white.
Because then he be white.
What
with,
the hell was that?
Because I don't know what that was, but
you are
they
not
tricked
good
me,
at this,
bitch.
Bro.
They tricked
like,
me.
I never
want
to hear you imitate a nail lady ever.
That
I
was not a nail lady.
Know,
I wasn't trying to sound Asian, bitch.
I'm just saying, I can't.
I know what Kim sound like, bitch. I lived in Asia for 6 months. Fuck you.
So, well, how'd it sound?
No, because now you're putting me on the spot.
No, here, I'm gonna walk into the store. Hey, do you guys? Do you
do
eyebrows?
We're not. I'm not doing it. I'm not role playing with you, bro.
Okay. So let me get back on track. Sorry. So he's fucking me, and I'm looking at his body, and then he goes in the kitchen to get me a glass of water, makes me take some vitamins, and like just taking care of me and all this shit. And I'm like, you know what? I do make a decent amount of money. If I could pay me and my mama rent, I could take care of him too. And maybe I don't need him to work. I'm working really long, strenuous hours.
You know what
I'm saying? I'm leaving the office sometimes 7 o'clock. Maybe you just need to be home making me food and dick getting ready.
Listen.
I really want to just come home and it's just you sitting there big in your hand and big old thighs. I feel like a nigga. Now that I'm at this point in this tax bracket in my life, I just want dick and food.
And that's awesome. I just can't go back to that. Like
I can't go back.
Like, but okay. So let's get off money for a second. I had a nigga just slide in my DM. He's decade old dick. We was fucking when I was in high school, bitch. So this nigga hit me up and he fine as fuck. So I'm going through his gram and I'm like, damn, that nigga was kind of fine, but he's trash. Like all we do is argue. I hate his personality. He says mad disrespectful shit. I don't like him. So this is how trash he is. He hit me up talking about I'm in town. Want to see me? You can't even say, hi, I actually really miss you. I'd like to see you if that's fine. You hit me talking about want to see me. Niggas. Ain't that some shit? Niggas said, want to see me. Not,
it's
hey.
So tiny. You,
bitch. I said, I actually told him absolutely not. I said, I'm not interested. And I didn't want to go down the whole line as to where I'm getting currently the best dick of my life. So I don't need his periodic, I'm popped up in your city ass dick.
Well, then it.
Because I just don't want it that bad. And then I was
the
even
price
thinking,
of admission isn't that great
well,
of a
no,
waiver
the price
for
of
you.
Admission is just like, not only that, we haven't fucked in about 6 years.
You forgot?
Do you know when you think a dick is good, but then you've had so many dicks after that, you just don't
How
know if it's as good. I don't know the number, but I'm getting fucked really
you know
good right
had
now.
So many dicks, and I'm just saying,
it's not even that. But you, shit, I've only had one dick, bitch, since November. I've been doing good, bitch, and I've been getting fucked so good.
Was
okay,
that 4 months, 5 months.
Don't sit here and try to shame me.
I've been doing good.
Four, but
I had one dick almost, since November,
bitch. That's solid for me. Like I said. One time I had a whole thing. So I'm just like
I said, I feel like you have a chick that's only had one dick her whole fucking life. That nigga could still come home and give her fucking HPV, that hot pussy virus. And you
I'm
know
so
what?
Mad that they said that. I hate them for that.
I thought
edges is when you come on a black girl edges. Bruh. That was the funniest.
I actually
thing.
Want to look it up. I thought it was human papillomavirus.
Oh, it's some shit we probably can't pronounce.
Bitch, yeah, human papillomavirus. Yeah, wow.
Well,
right.
You know how to say virus, clearly. The rest of that, you kind of...
I can also say libido, bitch.
Fuck you. Oh.
But go ahead, libido.
Anyways, I thought it was just funny. If any of you ladies have felt like y'all were accepting dick from a trash-ass nigga, just know that you are not alone. And for the men who are trash out here slaying good-ass dick, fuck you. Please.
You
go
know,
away.
Leave me
alone.
I feel like we never get to hear this because it's more of the girls that are like gorgeous and beautiful and stupid. But like, it's nice to know that like, you know, there's some equality going on. There are some niggas that got bomb dick and they're trash too. Because there's nothing worse than just a nigga that's got it all around good. Then it's stressful for me.
I know.
Like, you tell me you smart, you got money and that dick bomb? Nah, dog, because you got HIV.
Shut up. Bro. Bro, really? Really? You're trash for that, bro.
Well,
you're
trash. Listen.
I'm done.
Listen, Jeeves cooked for me, gave me a massage the other night, and then fucked the shit out of me, and I was looking at him like, I was getting mad, and I didn't know what about. I'm just really looking at the nigga like, the fuck you wearing them glasses for? Four-eyed fuck. I was so mad. I was mad, bro. I was pissed.
He fucked.
But see, but he's not a terrible nigga. Imagine all.
But
the
I needed there to be.
But
something.
Imagine all the trash niggas that you still just gave pussy. You know who was probably the most trash nigga you fucked? Now that I'm thinking about it,
who?
Bitch, the Jamaican DJ. He had to be the worst,
bro.
Bitch had a baby on. Like he was trash.
Damn, I forgot about that shit. That's
bitch
how normal.
Had a whole ass baby, and you was still like, "Fuck that bitch." Is she really pregnant? Yes, bitch, she is with his baby. You were making excuses for him. You really like that ugly ass nigga.
He was.
He was so ugly.
My mom was so pissed.
He was so ugly.
My mom, when she saw him, she was like, "Now I know you can do better than this." I mean, he may not have gold teeth, but this is not a step up. Because I was all the fucking southern niggas. One of my niggas had a Fruit Loops Chevy, bitch.
Oh, my God.
With 28s. And it said 28.
Because you had to put the 28.
You had to put the number. Because we know you niggas don't know measurements and circumferences. So let's just put it on his fucking car. Nah, bro. Let me tell you what I needed to contemplate in my life. I was sleeping at his house. And I remember changing positions in the bed, and like something hit me in the face, and I was like, "What is that?" And it was the gun under his pillow.
You said the story,
and I was just like, "My nigga, what is? I'm a good person. Like I'm in AP classes.
Yeah, but you was fucking some really trash well. Ass niggas. I think we've all gone through our phase. Whether
you
you're
know
in
what?
Your, even if you're not
trash
in your whole
niggas
phase,
make you feel like you're amazing. And you know why? Because niggas that is worth a damn. I've been with some good women. They have a better pool of women to choose from. But trash niggas be like, yo,
you know
be
what's
blowing
crazy?
You up.
I think differently. I think trash niggas make you question the fuck out of yourself. Like, what am I doing? I know this nigga ain't shit. Because 9 times out of 10, you know he ain't shit while you fucking with the nigga.
Yo, you know when you know a nigga ain't shit? When you be sitting there.
This really turned into niggas ain't shit.
I'm sorry. You know when they know they're an idiot? When you be sitting there, out your mouth. Because I've done this. Not even looking in his direction,
really
right?
Don't like
just think
ass.
About you looking at the wall and you be like, nigga, but you ain't shit. And they be coming over like, but you be fucking with nigga.
Dog, that's when you know they. Dog, I had. I'll sit here and say, whatever. This nigga. Wasn't shit. Done fucked my friends. I knew about Woo! It, and I was just like, okay,
fuck your cousin. That's a Charlamagne move.
You know, well, he fucked my friends, and I was still just like, okay, well, you're an athlete. I guess I have to accept this type of shit that you do.
You know what? She's you're cute. Just, she's cute. You know what? You Jessica, know, I
would fuck
you
her
like
too.
Ass.
I would fuck her too. All my friends have ass. Okay, I get it. You like ass. You wanted to fuck her. Okay, and this is how I knew. I was just like. Like, to the point where I would tell him, I don't even know why I like your ain't shit ass this much.
Oh,
and do you know what his response was? You ain't going nowhere, though.
Oh, I hate it.
Why?
And we are so stupid.
Why
man?
You?
And we be sitting there.
And I be like, I will leave when I get done with your ain't shit ass.
You know what? You know what? You know what makes me feel the dumbest?
Like 6 years,
this
bitch.
Is not the dumbest, but the most dumb. Sorry. Let me not act more stupid. When I would, like, literally... keep myself from saying that I wouldn't do something because I know how dumb I'm about to act. For example, go to a nigga house, my old drug dealer, the Jamaican nigga. He was already 45 minutes away from where I live. Drove all the way over there and he wasn't there. I'm like, how are you not here? Babe, you know, I had to make a run, you know? I mean, I'm sitting here waiting for you. I'm not about to keep... And I'm like, you know what? Shut up, because I am going to keep waiting. I'm going to keep fucking waiting. So it's like, I can't say
you
that I'm
not going
to... You sat
there and waited on that nigga to get back from his run?
I mean, they didn't have Netflix back then, but I played with something on my Razor. I don't know what I was doing.
Probably Snake Ho. Everybody played Snake on their phone,
just
bitch.
I was sitting there in the car with the... Like,
he was making it... The snake got longer as you kept eating the little things.
I just couldn't make... Now I don't want to make
Hold
threats
on, let me see. Let me
stupid.
See.
I want my word to be accountable.
You had to use 2, 4, 6, and 8 to move the snake.
Yes!
Or the arrows. But yeah, anyways, once again, I just want to apologize for all you ain't shit ass niggas who are out here ruining lives. Please stop. Please stop.
Because you're going to make me cry. Or at least just be honest with women when you first meet them.
They
be
do.
Like, yo, you
I
know
ain't
what?
Looking for nothing. They tell you all the time.
Yeah, they do.
I ain't
Never
looking
mind.
For nothing. They fucking let you know they not shit
they do.
In the beginning. And we just be thinking,
you know what?
They just playing.
What's the ancient nigga line? Alex been saying it recently. Oh, that's right. I'm just working on me right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yo.
But at the same time, that don't mean we can't enjoy each other.
Yo.
You know?
Yo.
I'm trying to enjoy you.
I'm focused on me right now.
I'm focused on me. But you know what? I want some company. And I know, you know, you cool. I just want,
There's
can we be cool?
There's some people that are actually focused on them, all right?
Yeah,
all
right. And then you get in our lives and ruin it. Why? We can't, we ladies, we have to stop letting our lives get ruined by ain't shit niggas. We do. When they say, I ain't shit and I ain't looking for nothing, believe them. Because They really be
believe damn. Not believe them, bitch.
That's
run.
Probably that's probably the one Sprint. Time. That's the one time they honest with us, lying asses. I'm just, let me just stop because now I'm getting emotional. Anyways, guys, every episode, what we do, we like to end off with our home.
What you doing? Think about you. I'm just thinking about all the ain't shit nigga lines.
All of them. All of them. Well, this actually it's funny because our first mail.
Good morning.
This week is.
I hope you have a great day, beautiful.
Don't do that. Stop. Real good niggas say that too.
No, man.
Good niggas say that too. Anyways, guys,
ain't
every
niggas consistent. How's your day going, babe?
I hate you so much. Every week, we get home mail from y'all listeners. If you guys are interested in sending us home mail, you guys can email us at horribledecisions@gmail.com. Or continue to flood our fucking Instagram DMs. However, we be losing track of those. So, if you want us to really keep track of your whole mail, again, email us at horribledecisions@gmail.com. I'm going to read the first one, and then we have a voicemail that we going to play because I got some things to get off my motherfucking chest. But anyways, the first one says, "Hi, ladies. I just started listening to your podcast, and I think you guys can help me out. Me and my lady have been together for about 5 years. I'm thinking about marrying her, but I have one little problem. My sex life is horrible with her."
Alex, you might need to jump in on this too.
"You know, she doesn't like to suck my dick. We have sex probably about once a week, if that, and I always feel like I'm pressuring her into it."
How long have they been together?
5 years. "I'm just overall not satisfied. I feel like I'm always having to beg for her pussy, which has never been my thing, but I'm super faithful, so I do what I gotta do. I started to think that my sex was bad, but I've never had any complaints. My exes to this day still try to hit me up to make me come through, but as I said before, I'm faithful." You ain't faithful with them hoes in your phone. Word. Cheating ass. "I'm pretty much
come
at
on,
my
bitch,
wit's
advocate.
End. I'm pretty much at my wit's end, and I love this woman, but the sex with her is bad. What should I do? I don't want to cheat because I might lose her, but I can't take this bad sex. I'm a hypersexual person. I need sex like 2 to 3 times a day."
All right, that nigga bugging.
"Please help."
Now, I just Googled. I asked you how long they've been together. I just Googled the average sex for like people that have been together a certain amount of time, and it says the average adult enjoys sex 54 times a year.
Shit, which is a little bit over 1.25 a week or so.
It says a little more. Come on, accountants. A little more than once a week.
Uh-huh.
While married couples under the same roof don't fool around quite as much, they are about 51 times each year.
Which is still almost once a week.
Because having sex once a week may be optimal if you're hoping to maximize happiness. Wow, they're saying this will keep you happy.
Well, he's not, because he wants sex more than once a week.
That's not to say that having sex a few more times a week is a bad thing. It just doesn't seem to make couples any happier. Wow. Bitch, you a lie.
So my advice to that, and again, I'm not sure if you've done it yet with her, would be, and we say it every motherfucking episode, communication. I feel like this needs to be a conversation.
I mean,
because
I think that's why he's in the inbox, though. I think he's
I feel like this needs to be discussed with her.
But
like,
I think
not
to
even
discuss
tell her
something specifically, right? And let's talk about, like, hey, I need it 2 or 3 times a day. Bitch, you need it every 7 days.
Well, I think there
we
needs
gotta
to be,
meet.
No,
in the
there has to be a compromise. I don't know what the compromise would be. Maybe
it
twice
could,
a week,
or the compromise could be something like, you can bring up fucking other people.
I was going to say that, but I think a lot more people are monogamous than we think, because he said he doesn't want to cheat on her.
I know he said he doesn't
want to
cheat on
her. And
he
said he doesn't
not
want her to leave, so that leads me to think that she's not down for him fucking anybody else.
So, the price of admission. You have a dope-ass girlfriend that you get to fuck once a week. It sounds like she's dope if you don't want her to leave.
You want to marry her, essentially.
Right.
You've been with her for 5 years.
Or leave her. And probably not even fuck once a week, because you're going to be going.
You gotta, and then you got to pay for pussy every time, because you got to take a bitch out. I don't know if you're going to find anyone as dope as, you know.
But
me,
you got.
Just, well, this, shit, this nigga pay for my Uber every time I go see him. That's $70 easy. So I'm at least $70 every time we fuck.
That's expensive.
I mean, that can get expensive.
You know, you probably sharing roles and responsibilities in the house. I mean, I think you really need to think about what you got. But I do want to say, I love to have sex, and I ain't fucking no nigga 2-3 times a week. What? 2-3 times a day?
Oh, a day? That sounds like some broke people shit. Like, how do you get in that much fucking when you have a job?
I don't know. Like, I think he's just horny. I think his balls are full.
Me
I really
too.
Do.
Me too.
I think he's just overly horny but right now, and he's probably, now he's, it's always on his mind. Now he's thinking about
well,
it, thinking
about
it, thinking
about
it.
Well, this is the thing, too, that he said, and I think that this is why there needs to be some sort of discussion. I think he needs to let him know let his partner know how frustrated he is, to where he feels like he's begging her for sex, to where he's feeling like maybe he's bad. I feel like they really need to talk to each other openly about what they do and don't want in the bed and how they can come to something to where he doesn't feel like he's begging.
Also, if she's on anything like kind of a birth control that might be fucking up her estrogen or some shit like that, or not making her horny, you could look into the rhythm method. So I don't know if you guys know about that, but I actually got off birth control because I thought, okay, I can't get pregnant, but I also don't want to fuck anybody. So what the fuck? So like the rhythm method is when you track your times of ovulating and you make sure that you're either not having sex during those times or protected during those times. And that got my shit way back up. My pussy's mad fucking wet now. And on birth control, I mean, I'm not saying it wasn't, but like it took way more. Like I was getting a lot of spit on my pussy back then. Let's just say that.
So, Alex, what do you think? Because you've been in a relationship with someone long-term. Mm-hmm. Did you ever go through a drought where you thought you weren't getting
enough pussy? How often were y'all fucking?
Well, I'll talk about a longer relationship that lasted about 6 years. I, towards the end, similar issue. Like, I wanted it more, and she wasn't really... She was just doing it for me, for the most part.
Okay.
Like, at least... This girl, she doesn't even do it. Like,
wait, he said that she's not sucking dick. I forgot about that,
too. That's crazy.
Yeah.
So I really think there's a bigger issue than sex. They probably have something going wrong with her, with the relationship and her
pussy.
Or
maybe she's getting it elsewhere.
All right, stop.
Okay, now I'm not going to put stuff into his head, but maybe she could be getting it elsewhere.
Nah, I don't know.
That's still a possibility.
That's a possibility, but I think there's something wrong with the relationship, and it's manifesting in not a great...
After 5 years, you know what that is? I think it's really plain and simple. Like, I already got that nigga, and he ain't going nowhere.
That could be it.
Women don't have sex just to keep a guy.
I know. Yeah, so she's already like, he's not going nowhere. So well, like, I'm not about to sit here and go all over the top and suck about your dick.
But I think it has to do with even what we talked about.
You get lazy. That's all I'm saying.
I don't think we dropped the episode yet, but I think even the calendar, discussing when you like to have sex. Maybe she likes to have sex in the morning, and maybe he's not available in the morning. So by the time it gets to the evening and he's free, maybe she doesn't want to have sex then. Maybe when they like to have sex is off. Like,
you know what's a good thing that might help? I don't know if you know, but... Ask her what gets her off. And whatever gets her off.
Communication, nigga.
Maybe you need... I mean, you just got to do a little bit more.
How did you resolve it, Alex, in your relationship? Like, did you guys have a conversation when it came down to... You clearly just said you knew she was only fucking you for you.
Yeah.
What was the conversation like?
Well, I mean, we were having other issues.
Ah, yeah. Okay. Which is why she was only...
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's like, at first, I was just like
sex.
Him.
That's
I thought it
saying.
Was just sex. And, like, I... went above and beyond. Like, I bought a bunch of toys, went to, like, I was looking up sex therapists and shit like that.
Oh,
like,
oh,
I was
damn.
Going, I was
you
going
real
in,
young
like,
to be doing that.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Whatever, I was just trying to fix shit. And then I realized, nah, it was a big issue.
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, maybe there's an underlying issue. Maybe it's not the
Write us back and tell us what happens. We really don't really get a lot of follow-up, but I'd like to know.
Yeah.
So, I want to play this voicemail. It's from a new Brilliant Idiots listener. And here it is.
Yo, what's up, y'all? So I just got put deep to y'all from the Brilliant Idiots, right? So I'm going back through the messages, through the episodes, and I'm listening to the online dating one you did a couple weeks ago. So I got some shit I want to get off my chest, because that's what you said we could do, too. So I feel like I'm going to address that real quick. So you said in the episode that you got your dude that you fucking on the regular, but you don't want no dude off the Tinder that's just trying to fuck. So that energy you put towards him a couple times a week, right? This is going to the big girl. I like big girls too, by the way. I like all women. But you're on your Tinder profile, you're saying, oh, take me ice skating. So you want me to be Bobo the fool while you giving the pussy to another motherfucker. Like, that shit don't slide. We feel that energy. You know what I'm saying? Y'all contradict yourselves. Y'all want the cake and eat it too all the time. Women in general. Especially on online dating. So I just had to get it off my chest. And I love what y'all doing. You know what I mean? Y'all podcast is dope. I listen to it while I'm working. But, yeah, keep it up. I'm enjoying what I'm hearing so far. I listened to, like, 3 episodes at work today already. But keep it up. I'm enjoying it. Peace.
Well... this is the big girl talking. I just want to, you know, me and all of my curves. Since that was addressed to me, I will go ahead and speak for myself, as well as I'm sure other women, yes, I am currently fucking one person. However, that person is not who I essentially want to be with. And because I am currently getting all the types of orgasms I need, I don't feel like the guys that I date or any other guys that get on my line have to get the pussy too. I believe that I can be fucking one guy and dating others. I don't see anything wrong with dating men, especially considering I've said in multiple episodes, Mr. I like big girls, so the big girl is talking. I just want to say that currently what I am looking for, and I've said this probably on the last couple episodes, is a boyfriend. Is a relationship or a nigga that want to pay my bills? But what I'm not looking for is someone who is just offering their dick. Someone who just wants to have sex. Someone who just wants to Netflix and chill. Because I am currently getting fulfilled sexually through one person, I don't feel like I need to be out here testing the waters and trying new dick and giving everyone the pussy just because a nigga want to take me ice skating. Like,
I got to remember, I think the other thing too, because you're like, oh, I'm supposed to take you ice skating and then you're going to fuck somebody. So never underestimate that when you start dating someone who is single, that they may have someone before
you. Absolutely.
Like, my nigga, what? So how, what are we supposed to do? Not get online if we've just slept with someone a week ago? Like,
yeah, I agree.
I feel like,
I think these niggas really think that when you single, you not fucking, like, if I say I'm single, that doesn't mean I'm currently not getting
don't
fucked.
Get it fucking twisted. If I go ice skating with you, don't mean that I'm gonna tell the next dude that wants to take me on a date, unless it was a great date. No, you know what? I'm in a committed relationship to Brian, who's 27 from Westchester. And he just took me out, and now I can't do nothing with you.
Right. No, absolutely.
Because I don't expect you to stop your life either. You telling me you not fucking no bitches or a bitch before you took me out? Like, well, how do you, yeah. What is dating if not seeing other people you can find one you like?
And then that's the thing, too. Like, when it comes to what I, like, because I'm specifically on these online dating platforms looking to find a connection with somebody, I don't see anything wrong with me getting fucked by one nigga and he is fulfilling that role and me looking for a guy to fulfill another role.
Because if it goes well,
I might cut the other one off, but I ain't just gonna be sitting here assed out getting no dick. Like, it's just not gonna happen.
I ain't gonna be assed out.
I mean, a bitch gotta get her nut too. So I don't think that we're contradicting ourselves. If you go back and listen to the episodes, I have said before that when I date guys, I put them into categories. So I have the friend, I have the body, I have the bae, and I have the zaddy. As y'all heard on Brilliant Idiots, zaddy pay the bills. Bae is somebody that I like. Body is currently taken by 24/7. Y'all have heard me talk about that dick. And then friends. Friends don't get the pussy. So I'm currently looking for somebody that I have an emotional connection with. And in the meantime, I'm going to be getting fucked. And, you know, that's just kind of what it is.
I think I want to say before we go.
Well, I have one more home mail that I want to read. Yeah.
Before we get off this topic, men and women. Women, stop expecting when you start seeing someone, maybe I'll say up to 3 or 4 dates, mm-hmm. that they may not have anything else going on. Have low fucking expectations all mm-hmm. the time. Mm-hmm. People are out there dating. Just like he's dating you, he could be dating someone else. We are getting to know these people. There should be no fucking pressures on them needing to cut people off for someone yep. they don't even know yet.
Yep.
And men, you should expect the same with women. Don't be sitting here when I say, hey, can't meet up with you Thursday, but Friday's good for me. What you doing Thursday? Busy, nigga! That's
yeah,
what the fuck
don't
I'm
question
doing.
Me. Don't
busy
question
shit.
Me. It, you know what? Speaking of, and I'll bring this up real quick. There was a guy, and I recently blocked him.
Are you paying my bills? Quick, don't ask my schedule.
Real quick. Block game strong. There was a
block
guy.
Game
that,
strong.
The block game so strong. So there was a nigga that was talking to me, and he like, you know, we were planning, I guess, to go get drinks. He, tattoo artist. So, you know, he was offering to make me his muse because he wanted to get his out, what is it called? Out, portfolio. He wanted to get his portfolio up. You know me. I'm inked up, tatted up. I'll take some tattoos. But I guess he also kind of liked me. So we're talking. But, bitch, you know, I'll be quick to put on my IG story. Just got the best dick of my life. Singing, good dick in my yep. pussy. And so he literally wrote me and was like, listen, I was really trying to fuck with you. But now I don't even want to look at you like that because I see you already fucking somebody. And? Yes, I'm fucking somebody. I don't, nigga, we haven't even met yet. He got mad at the fact that he was pursuing me and I was fucking somebody.
Just like bitches be wanting to be played sometimes. On some don't ask, don't tell shit. Unfortunately, this is our social media personality, right? And maybe that fucking fucks us over, but like, I don't care, bro. I really fucking don't. So what? These other bitches ain't telling you shit. I haven't fucked in 3 months. They're lying.
They're lying. We all say 3 months. We all. When was the last time you had dick? Whew. Well, hold on. How did you do it? It's April.
Calculate.
We fucked in January, bitch. I ain't fucking January. Since January.
Just carry the one.
So I have this one more question, and this is, again, from a new Brilliant Idiots listener. I love that you guys are just feeling like we can, you know, teach you guys some shit. So it says, all right, I just started listening to y'all because of Brilliant Idiots, so I don't know if you've talked about it already or even reply, but here we go. So I'm bisexual. This is a man. So I'm bisexual because dick and pussy are both great, but literally nine times out of 10 will just not be interested. So nine out of 10, I guess, people will just not be interested in me at all once I tell them that I'm bi, and the same thing for guys. Is it something that I should just keep to myself until there's a time they need to know, or what should I do?
Oh, I know what I want
to
say.
Also, real quick, I responded to him to listen to episode number 10 with the bi couple. He said he listened to it. He said it really helped him out, but it brought him to one more question. One of y'all said that you date girls but still want to marry a guy in the end. And I know I said that. And that's what I want to do, except I want to date guys but marry a girl at the end. But that has me wondering, is it just a waste of time altogether to date the same sex then? Sorry that I'm asking so much. And I think that it was a great question
coming
from a bisexual male and what he should do in dating. Because we had the conversation even on Brilliant Idiots. And they asked us, so you would date a guy who sucked a dick before? And we were both just like, well,
y'all be
yeah.
smoking blunts.
Shut up.
There's a dick on that blunt somewhere. I think... I'm trying to think what he said earlier.
He said that nine out of ten.
If I should tell, okay. I want to say this. I think we had a trans guy on who talked about waiting to tell after a certain amount of dates.
He was fucking with strap-ons in the dark.
Well, that was when he said when he was young.
Okay,
but he did say I wanted to wait like until I feel comfortable enough to tell someone. I think it is 100% okay to not disclose your sexual orientation until you feel like you're about to get sexual with someone. And if you feel like that's not going to happen until a second or third date, if you feel like it's necessary, maybe. But honestly, I think that people prejudge a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I think as a man who might know that how hard it is to come out as bisexual, 100%, if you want to keep that part of you private until you feel like someone deserves to know that part of you, keep it private.
Yeah. However, I will say, because we've actually had this conversation as well, I think it's important that your partner is aware. So if you do make it into a relationship with someone or a conversation
yeah,
you have
like,
before
go
you go to
forever,
the next step, don't
yeah,
go on forever
someone.
Keeping it a secret. I also think it's important. So a lot of these guys even have, with hitting us up about the pegging and all of that, I think that it's very important that whoever you decide to commit to or whoever you decide to indulge in sexual relations, whether for long term or whatever, I think you need to be with someone who is comfortable and accepts you for you. Because a lot of times this is what leads to either men on the DL or cheating or people not being happy in their relationships with sex. And I think that you need to kind of be with someone who will accept it. And you're listening to a show right now. We're two women in corporate America, black females, and we are open to accepting our partners with whatever kinks they may bring with them. So I think that it's also important to know that this is a conversation you can have. Are some people judgy? Yes, unfortunately, we don't grow up with these type of conversations, which is what this platform is hopefully doing.
I don't tell men, actually, that I'm bisexual in the beginning because I feel like it's not their business.
Well, and a lot of guys with me, oh, they just automatically assume we're going to have
that's
mad threesomes.
That's why on the fucking Tinder
profile,
I told
you to
take it off.
I changed that, yeah, and so it's not there now. But
what was his last question?
The last question is, he basically wants to marry a woman, but wants to keep dating guys.
Oh, he said, is it a waste of time?
Is it a waste of time?
No.
No.
You ever fuck somebody who you know is trash?
That was a waste of time.
No, it wasn't. Ooh. Brilliant sex with an idiot.
Oh, God, I hated
it. Like, you get
it.
Something out of
well,
it.
Well, I regret it, but...
I don't think there's... I think there's nothing to be said about wasting time with experiences. I think that's a terrible way to put it. I don't waste time by
not
having
only
experiences.
That, I feel like... You sitting here saying, are you wasting your time? If you genuinely enjoy being with both men and women, don't deprive yourself
so,
for that.
So
just
also,
seeking happiness.
Someone told me once, There's only two things that come out of a relationship, mm-hmm. right? When I broke up with Loverboy, this guy said to me, you either break up or you either get married. That's what he said to me.
Okay.
And where it made sense for a little bit, I was like, dude, like, you can get so much more out of being with someone than making it just this or this fucking heavy of a situation. Mm-hmm. Like, why can't we just date someone and enjoy what we're doing?
Yeah.
You know, I've dated someone that, and it wasn't, like, serious. Like, a few dates here and there. I think we dated for a few months, and we knew he had to, like, leave back to Denmark. Oh, the nigga that had the felony. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, like, when it was over, it was great. It was like, I've enjoyed this time with you so much, blah, blah, blah. Like, it was no, like, oh, my God, what are we going to do if we don't get married and blah, blah, blah. Like, you're allowed to enjoy your experiences and enjoy people without putting these societal pressures of, I have to make this something. Yeah. You're not wasting your time at all by enjoying someone's company. Do you waste your time when you hang with friends? No.
I also want to say that the level of sexual, like, happiness and trust that you get with someone to where you can be open about the things that you like. I have had guys that have come open to me about things that they liked where they've told me, I've never told another woman this. And it literally brings you closer to that person. So if this is something that you like, just know that there is somebody out there who will accept that from you. I don't think that you need to deprive yourself from it. And I don't think it's something that you need to hide. Just know that it may take a little longer for you to find someone who accepts you. And that's fine. We all have time. Like,
yeah,
it's okay. Like, but just know that I don't think you have to settle for someone who's not going to accept you for who you are. Because listen, there's a whole lot of shit that I want. And I want to know that whoever I'm with is going to
really
give
cute.
Me that shit.
I'm looking at his profile right now.
Oh, you see it? Yeah.
Yeah, he's cute. He's a really nice
smile. You know, so I just want to say that thank you guys for writing us. I hope that you guys take our advice. I hope it makes sense.
And so if you want to write us a message, Instagram is cool, but, like, we do get lost in the DMs.
Because y'all be sending us memes. Y'all respond to our stories.
We try to write everybody back. It's just, like, sometimes it does get lost in the DMs. So if you can, write horribledecisions@gmail.com. That is the way we really like to receive home mail, and it's the way you'll get your home mail read. Mm-hmm. If you want to give us a voicemail, the number is 845-419-3809. And before we head out, I want to discuss with you guys our Patreon. So, we started this podcast about a year ago. We fund all of our own stuff, our own live shows, everything that we do. Alex, you might hear him in Brilliant Idiots and Flagrant, and we got paid for that. If you are enjoying the video and you are enjoying the audio and stuff like that, your way to support our show is by joining us on Patreon. Patreon is a platform where for $5 a month, we'll give you bonus episodes and you get video footage to every episode.
Mm-hmm.
If you want some merch, some Horrible Decisions merch, after 4 months of being a $15 patron, we will send you a message for your sizing and send you a t-shirt or something like that.
T-shirts are coming out. I want to thank all of the people who have been supporting us. Also, we have an announcement coming for you guys. We can't say it here, but you guys will be hearing an announcement. And so there will be some changes being made shortly to the Patreon. But we're going to go ahead and keep you guys updated with that.
Good announcements.
Again, good announcements. All good announcements. Also, if you haven't motherfucking yet, get your motherfucking ticket for our show in Atlanta. Sorry, guys. I had to get real Atlanta for it real quick. But go ahead and get.
I'm be such a hood rat, bro.
I'm just. Girl, I'm finna
like,
be such
I'm even
a hood
thinking
rat.
About wearing, like, heels.
Bitch,
that
I'm thinking of getting
a
motherfucking
to, like,
quick weave.
Bitch.
A bitch,
I want to, like, jump in the crowd and, like, shake my ass.
Bitch, I'm finna go down to
get
the. I'm gonna go to the mall.
All this
over
Cardi B
Candle Road. Get me some golds for the show. Cause
I'm just
you
crossing
know.
My fingers and hoping my period ain't on. Cause
oh, bitch, I already looked at the timeline. Bitch, I'm gonna be free. No blood for me. Ooh, bitch gonna hop on something.
Bitch, don't you got a hotel roommate? So if Crystal knock on my door, I'm gonna be
bitch,
like,
do
so
you
bitch.
Think I give a fuck? I would fuck in front of any of my friends. I don't give a fuck. You either gonna go to the lobby or you gonna hear, I don't give a fuck. I'll put on a show. I'll suck dick right in front of any of my friends. I don't give a fuck. Y'all know I fuck? What?
Thank you so much for listening to the Horrible Decisions
but
podcast.
But no. Honestly,
really,
guys, no. Get your
please
ticket.
Please subscribe.
Wait. Get your ticket, guys. You can get it in the link in our bios. We have a great show for you guys. Also sponsored by Spunk Lube. So if you come and your pussy is not wet all the time, you're going to get free lube at our show.
Lube is still fun.
So at least come
if
for
lube. If you want to do a foot job without spit, get that Spunk Lube. I'm trying to think of what else we want to say.
I think that's it. Thank you guys so
oh,
much.
Oh, if you haven't, leave us a review on iTunes. That really helps our trajectory with the show and the reason that that's a big deal. If you don't want to pay for Patreon, just leaving comments and subscribing gets us up in the charts and it gets more people to listen to us. And it's going to get a bitch some ads. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to talk about Casper. I'm trying to get some HelloFresh, my nigga. Audible. Fuck. Loot Crate. Bevel.
Somebody, nigga.
I'll stop waxing if I get Bevel.
I hate you. Anyways, guys, thank you so much. This has been yet another episode of Horrible Decisions. Bye.
Bye.